Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think we're a running football team that's able to go out there and run it on just about anybody when you want to run it with the two guys that we do have. I think those guys are doing a great job. I think our up front is having the ability to be able to run the football. We got to find ways to score more touchdowns and do different things like that on offense. I think on defense, we're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're a good tackling football team. They're competitive, which I love. And I think on special teams, I think we've got some guys to go out there and just want to play. I think I got high character. They're ready to go out there and make a play for us at any moment.
There you go. That's Raheem Morris talking about the identity of the football team. And like we've said over the last handful of weeks, agreed. Show us.
Yep.
Continue to show us. I think we all thought that that was going to be what it was when the season started. And in the two wins, it certainly has been.
Right.
And go a long way to help you beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday night as well. So hopefully that's what it is. Hopefully, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, there will no longer be any questions on Wednesdays or Thursdays or whatever about what's the identity of the team, because we'll know.
They need 30-plus carries.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need 30-plus carries in the game.
Maybe 18 for Bijan, 12 for Algier.
Yep. They need 30 carries in this game.
I would love that.
Because 30 carries is that's your brand of football. Mm-hmm. Not putting too much on Michael to have to drop back and do all those things. Don't know what Ed Oliver, what his status is, if he's going to play or not. I mean, he's such a difference maker. So if he's not there, obviously you have the advantage there at the other Falcons.
Yeah, hopeful.
But, 30 carries, to me, should be the bar for where this team needs to be if they're going to compete in this game on Monday night.
All right. Like we said, obviously we'll spend quite a bit of time on that game today, but with the game being on Monday, we won't devote a full keys to the game segment at 1:20 like we normally do. We'll do a Georgia-Auburn keys to the game at 1:20 and spend a lot more time just on kind of general college football stuff, including Brent Venables, the head coach at Oklahoma, talking about the potential return of John Mateer tomorrow.
I don't know anything about the injury. I'm just, when they tell me he's available, I'll let y'all know. I'm just lean on the doctors.
Okay.
I'm not an expert in any of it. So I literally, that's the extent of it. John is doing no good on good work. So is Michael and Witt right now.
Well, right now, maybe about a half hour ago, said he's probable. He got because I guess the SEC.
We got to do the report.
Yeah, it said probable,
and he was questionable. Now probable.
Yeah, he's probable now.
And look, even if he can't play, he's going to be out there warming up tomorrow.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
I mean, because you're trying to get. Obviously, they're trying to get him back to play, and who seems like maybe he will. But if he can't. You let him go out there and try it out and give Texas something to think about.
Oh, no doubt about it. You got to put him out there just to see. Like you said, I don't know where the strength of the thumb and all those different things. I think it's his thumb.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And so you're talking about gripping the football. I'm pretty sure.
I think that's the main thing they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because the pain, they were like, he can suck up the pain for 3 hours.
Right.
But if he can't get a good grip on the football, he's not going to be able to.
And so he's going to have some special tape job and all those different things. But he's a difference maker, mm-hmm. and he's a game changer if he's in there. because he is that good of a player. Like, he was in the – I think he was the leading candidate for the Heisman before he got hurt. And he did finish the game with that thumb broken.
He did.
Texas, they're reeling right now, man. Now, the Red River Shootout, it's a – you know, we know that. We know what's at stake in these things. I thought, and I don't think it's all on Arch. Like, everybody wants to put it on him. I can't even sit here and say I understand why. He's still a young quarterback.
Yeah,
and he's playing like one. You mentioned that on Monday. He's playing like a young quarterback.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a first-year starter.
But they are not playing good run. They can't block.
Yep.
They can't run.
Yep.
Their receivers aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you – like, somebody – what did somebody say? Somebody said they whiffed on this roster.
Offensively,
yeah,
it seems
offensively
like,
whiffed on the roster.
There's some really good players on that defense.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, like the skill position where they've been pretty good. Even their run game the last couple of years has been decent, but not kind of what you would expect.
From Texas,
remember that a couple guys got hurt preseason last year, so they were on to I think it was Wisner, right? And he ended up actually having a pretty good year. Now he's banged up too. All that stuff you just said is 100% right, and it's the absolute wrong recipe for playing Oklahoma.
Yes.
Because Oklahoma's front seven is outrageous.
They get after it.
They are so good up front. I mean, they had 10 sacks against Auburn in that win a couple of weeks ago. You got a young quarterback who's playing like a young quarterback who obviously hears all of the...
Oh, they're
going
to throw all kind of stuff at him.
Dude. And they can't... The offensive line's not playing well and they have no run game. Like, that's a tough recipe for Arch Manning to try to figure this thing out. Now, conversely, if he does, if they go into this game and he, you know, takes that whatever next step looks like for a young quarterback and he's able to use his legs a little bit and keep plays alive and they win this game, like, that's huge for him and that football team and kind of calming things.
Yes.
Like, 3-3, though?
I mean,
0-2 in the SEC and 3-3 with all the expectations.
They haven't beat a P14 yet.
No.
Well,
they certainly have not. And again, we talk about this, not to pile on or anything, but like, we've talked about this for a couple of years now with the Sark narrative and not entirely understanding how the credit got where it was without some of the results. I mean, his record against top 10 opponents is as bad as anybody's.
Yeah, but I think, you know, because Sark's a hell of a football coach. He's a hell of a play caller, all those different things. But, yeah, his resume was he was a coordinator for Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And he was
Pete Carroll a long time ago.
But he was the biggest name in that hiring cycle.
Right.
And so Texas needed a head coach. Yep. You go for the biggest – you go for the next up-and-coming offensive guy. Not saying that Sark can't get it done. You know, they were a playoff team last year.
And the year before.
And so, that, I mean, this team has seen success. But right now, it's just like all the hype. I mean, you look at them. Who was more hyped in the preseason? Was it them or Penn State?
Them. It was them because of Arch.
Okay. And rightfully so. And that's why he's not struggling because of the hype, I don't think. I do think he's pressing more because of the fact is that he's not his uncle. His uncle is one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Yeah. I don't know why he's struggling, whether it's because he's pressing or pressure or maybe he's just not there yet. But, like, there's definitely been moments where it's like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
That was a tight throw, like especially against Ohio State. It was like, well, this dude looks overwhelmed.
Yes.
But you know what? That happens. It was Columbus, Ohio, his first start. Like, I mean, I know he started a couple last year, but like really as the starter, as the number one team in the country.
It's a hard place to play.
Like, it's kind of, I don't know. People forget these guys are humans, even if their last name is Manning.
They don't.
Speaking of that, important to keep in mind, these guys are humans. This is how the Phillies season ended last night.
The 0-1. Swing and a broken back comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down, picks it up, throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkring, who stands with his hands on his knees, bent over.
Damn, homie.
Damn,
homie. That's brutal. And he done deactivated everything, right?
I hope so.
They got security outside his house, right?
I hope so,
because people like...
He probably doesn't live in Philadelphia. Just go home.
Just go home, dude.
Go wherever you're from.
Go and get the hell on, man.
Turn all the social media off.
That was... What was the series?
They were down 2-1.
Okay.
So, I mean, they still were going to have to win another game if they won that game. And it was tied, extra innings, all that. But, like... If you haven't seen it, it was bases loaded, two outs, ball right back to him. It was a hard hit, but he knocks it down. he had a play at first base, and Rizzo, Real Muto tried pointing. To tell him, but you know, time speeds up.
Yeah, man.
It's not like he could hear him. It's really loud in Dodger Stadium. You could hear it on that highlight. Yeah, man. Tough way for a season to end.
It couldn't happen to a better fan base.
I agree with that.
But I think
it's hard not to chuckle.
Yeah, but
I chuckle at their fans. I'm not chuckling at
no,
him.
Not at all.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. It does make sense. But like you're looking at like the Yankees and the Phillies are out
back to back days.
Yeah, so
kind of beautiful.
I guess. Yeah, whatever. Because there's still other teams that I don't like.
Well, I know the hard part is the Dodgers were the Dodgers ones that still won. In it. So like, you know they're that, the ones that
you know
move
that,
on.
That he has another Dodger shirt.
He does.
Yes.
I thought the one went in the toilet.
He had another one. Damn, Auntie buying my son them damn Dodger shirts. I'm sorry, because he has it on there at the beach and FaceTime this morning. I'm like, take that damn shirt off my boy.
Wow.
Take the shirt off of him.
So that was intentionally like a celebratory fashion item.
It seems like it, didn't it?
They won last night. They're going to the NLCS. So
I'm pretty sure she didn't watch it. Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure my wife didn't watch it. I'm like, she heard me this morning. Hey, take that shirt off of my child. Okay. All right, we're about to put on, they're about to go to the swimming, so I put this new shirt on. All right, fine. But take that damn shirt off. I told Samson.
Throw it away.
Throw that damn shirt away.
Throw that thing immediately.
Yes.
Atlanta United head south for their final road game of the season against Inter Miami.
Not the final game, though.
I know. I wish it was, and so do they.
Yeah.
Just two games left, one on the road and one at home. The Cubs won last night, so they even the series with the Brewers. Game 5 will be played on Saturday, and the Tigers and the Mariners.
Are the Brewers a choke artist? Like they're like a regular season team and just can't get it done in the postseason?
Well, if they lose this series after winning all these games
exactly.
They won and being up in the series,
that's what I'm saying.
You could make that argument. Yeah. Mariners-Tigers game 5 tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. Winner goes on to play the Blue Jays in the ALCS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
LeBron's going to miss a month with sciatica.
Sciatica.
That's an old man thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's old as hell.
Well, he is. That's the thing about it.
The thing about it,
people
is old.
People keep being like, yeah, that's old people. LeBron's old.
In basketball years? He's not old.
Well, yeah, but, you
basketball
know.
Years.
In basketball years. Basketball years, he's 85
his
years old.
His first time ever missing a season opener.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, first time ever. Yeah.
He's doing a lot of old stuff this week.
Yeah, man.
Sciatica and Hennessy.
Yeah. that goes together like old.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.